أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قاتلوا الذين لا يؤمنون بالله ولا باليوم الآخر ولا يحرمون ما حرم الله ورسوله ولا يدينون دين الحق من الذين أوتوا الكتاب حتى يعطوا الجزية عن يد وهم صاغرون. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 29 of Surah Tawbah. Up to now, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had discussed the different aspects with regards to the mushrikeen, and more particularly in the context of the time of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the mushrikeen of Arabia, the mushrikeen of Makkah Mukarrama and its surroundings. Here in this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the situation between the mu'mineen, the believers, and the Ahle Kitab, the Yahud and the Nasara. This in actual fact is the preamble to what comes forward, the expedition of Tabuk that had taken place in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And of course, it would have been a battle against the Ahle Kitab, the Christians. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes and discusses certain aspects with regards to that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the believers, قَاتِلُوا الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَلَا بِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. Fight those who have not brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nor do they believe in the day of Qiyamah, that is the last day, the day of judgment. Now, if we say that this is with regards to the Ahle Kitab, then many of us have this understanding that the Ahle Kitab were monotheists. They believed in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that they did not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which means that they did not believe in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala the way Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had commanded them to believe. In the ayats coming hereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarifies and elucidates this, that both the Yahud and the Nasara had attributed sons to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, more especially the Christians. Then they believed in the Trinity, they believed in a partnership of divinity, and then that will mean that they did not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the way Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had commanded them to believe. So very fundamentally, the iman in tawheed was flawed. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded them to bring iman in Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They did not do that, so they did not abide by what was in the kitab, and they did not believe that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the Nabi of Allah. وَلَا بِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. Again, we have this idea that the Yahud and the Nasara have belief in the day of Qiyamah, but they do not believe in the way Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has commanded them to believe. They believe that the day of Qiyamah is a spiritual thing, a metaphorical thing. It is not a real thing that will happen. Happiness will be paradise, sadness will be Jahannam, the fire of hell. And in that way, they have a very flawed concept with regards to the day of Qiyamah. The Christians especially, they would believe that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam will be their salvation. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam had died for their sins. And like that, they said, نَحْنُ أَبَنَاءُ اللَّهِ وَأَحِبَّاءُ, that if there is a Qiyamah, then we are the children and the close ones of Allah. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not punish us. وَلَا يُحَرِّمُونَ مَا حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ, and they do not abide by that which is forbidden by Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as forbidden. Now more especially, we will find in both the categories, the Yahud and the Nasara, whether it was aspects of eating and drinking, the aspect of riba and incest, all of that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made haram upon them, they did not accept it and take it as haram. They took it as halal. And this is one very important aspect that has been reiterated all the time. One is a person commits an act of haram, but he must know that it is haram. He believes it is haram, he understands it is haram, then there is some scope that that person would make tawbah and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance. One is what Allah has made haram, a person denies it to be haram and he makes it halal. Now when it is categorically stated as haram, interest is stated categorically as haram, then a person indulges in it, that is a sin. But when a person makes it halal, then that is kufr, that is disbelief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq to realize and understand all of this as so far as the categoric aspects of the Quran Sharif is concerned. وَلَا يَدِينُونَ دِينَ الْحَقِّ مِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابِ. And then they do not accept the true religion. Now here Allah ta'ala says that is the Ahli Kitab, the people of the Kitab, in other words, the Yahud and the Nasara. It is very clear that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is speaking about them. Now when Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would send out an army, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would give, amongst other advices, three very important advices. That when you reach there, then number one is invite them towards Islam. If they accept Islam, then there is no issue like we saw in so many ayats that if they make tawbah, فَإِنْتَابُوا وَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَوُوا الزَّكَاةَ, they perform the salat, they establish the zakat, then فَخَلُّوا سَبِيلَهُمْ فَإِخْوَانُكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ, leave them, they're your brothers now, and that makes them Muslims equally like we would be. That is the first. The second is, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would say, that offer them to pay the jizya, the protective tax. Jizya, like Allah speaks about here, is a compensation. Not a compensation for not accepting Islam, a compensation for the Muslims not to fight them. And if they do not accept that, give them some time to think about it, that now it will come under Islamic hukumat. They will be allowed some types of freedoms in certain aspects, certain categories. There will be some form of restrictions. But nonetheless, they will pay this jizya and there will be no fighting. Or then after that, you will make qital and you will fight with them. That was the directives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam with regards to the Yahud in general, the Nasara in general, besides, in actual fact, the Arabs of Arabia, the Mushrikeen of Arabia. This was the general trend of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this, that you will fight them, and if not, then until they pay the jizya, hatta yu'tu al-jizyata, until they pay this jizya, the protective tax, an yadin, Allah says that they should pay it with their hand, wahum saghirun, whilst they are disgraced, whilst they are humiliated. We find in the narrations that the collector will be sitting, they will be standing, and they will have to give it with their own hand. They cannot send it via an agent. They must come and pay it so that they will know who they pay tribute to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we found in the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam implemented the jizya with the people of An-Najd in the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He continued this jizya, and then that became a reality that they will pay the jizya and live in the land. May Allah تبارك وتعالى give us the tawfiq. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.